A lot of ways to get a hold of us. You can always text us, 502-795-1997. Message us at Ben and Kelly Show. We got this from Kelsey.
Good morning, Ben and Kelly. Just wanted to follow up about your chat about butt cracks.
Which, by the way, was a great way to start. Let me just follow up with you about your chat about butt cracks.
For reference, that was a stupid fact of the day. So I'm a nurse in the ICU, and yesterday my patient was telling me that her butt crack hurt, and her dad chuckled and said, I doubt there's a medical term for that. So I followed up with, well, actually, it's intergluteal cleft. I played it off like I learned it in nursing school. But thank you for making me sound smart about butt cracks.
Oh, my gosh. That is magical.
How do they not teach that in nursing school? I feel like if that's a thing, they should add that to the curriculum, right? In, like, basic anatomy or something, right?
Well, I mean, you know, or leave it to your old pals Ben and Kelly to educate you on that.
Do we need to do, like, a special seminar?
A special seminar?
On, you know, learning, teaching you things they don't teach you in nursing school. Like, proper medical terms for certain areas of the body you don't like to talk about?
Look, I mean, hey, there's all sorts of great names of body parts that are clinical names that we just don't use enough of.
Like weenus.
Yeah, weenus being
that's
the...
That's one of my favorites.
What is that? The elbow skin?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, your weenus.
Yeah.
You know, and you can talk about, my weenus is dry and crusty and,
right.
You know.
I need to put lotion on my weenus.
Yeah, put lotion on your weenus. Yeah, for sure. Things like that.
Someone's just hearing that and they have no idea what we're talking about because they didn't hear the explanation of what that is.
It's all right. We're talking about clinical terms and the fact that an intergluteal cleft is actually the clinical term for your butt crack. And yeah. The fact that we have taught Kelsey and helped her in her real everyday life.
As a nurse in the ICU.
Yes. That is fantastic. And that just goes to show that... Yes, the stupid fact of the day may be stupid, but
we could practically be nurses. Is
No. But there can be some redeeming qualities to this.
Some legit learning.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So
that's great. I just love with the gleam in your eye that you get when you get some level of validation.
Yes. Because I don't get it from you, Kelly.
Well, no, because most of the time you find these quote stupid facts on like the weirdest corner of the internet. You find one site and you run with it. That's typically the source.
Yeah, well, you know.
So when you find you stumble across one that has some sort of validity to it. What a day.
What a day indeed, Kelly.
What a day.
And we must rejoice that. So what else?
Gold star.
What else have you learned from the show? Would love to just you know, maybe a couple examples. We don't need to go crazy here because I know really we'd be probably reaching for a lot if we asked for a lot.
If we could just get a couple though, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Sure. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories coming up here next. So Kelsey, thanks to Kelsey, she's a listener. She just reached out and said, hey, want to thank you for teaching me about the intergluteal cleft, aka your butt crack. Came in handy when she was telling some patients in the ICU, that is the medical term for the butt crack because the dad was like, I bet you don't have a medical term for that one.
Yep.
And she was
like,
you know what?
Oh, contrary.
I actually do. So there you go.
I love that she passed it off that she actually learned that nursing school, not from a dumb radio show. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, for sure. Well, she knows I took a half a semester of pre-med, so it's kind of
practically
like,
a professor.
Yeah, it's kind of like learning.
Uh-huh.
So what else did you learn from the show? Mandy said, I learned that people have the weirdest reasons for ghosting other people. Like, who knew eating pizza with a fork could be a deal breaker? LOL.
Which is crazy.
Which is weird that those are the things that stick with you.
Right?
Things like that. Like, I don't even remember that conversation that we had.
I don't either, but Mandy does.
And that's the most important thing.
Yes. Missy says, I learned every group therapy segment reminds me that my awkward moments could always be worse.
Yeah, that's
See,
true.
That's good.
That's true. Catherine says,
perspective.
I'm wrapping up my degree at Harvard. But I feel I learn more from this show. #haboob.
We're a cheaper education than Harvard.
A boob.
That's
which,
great.
Which, you know, let's give you a little learning here real quick, because...
if you were unaware.
Unaware, this song, Sandstorm by the DJ Darude.
Uh-huh.
So the technical term for a sandstorm is haboob.
And all right. We remind you of that often, mostly on Throwback Thursday.
Yeah. We just try to like show you that, hey, there are things that you should know in this world, and haboob is one of them.
1,000%. And we typically get like a parent saying, oh, my kid's going to go say that at school all day long.
Yeah, well, and we also get teachers that say, hey, thank you, because now I've got something to teach my kids today.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you know, we do what we can for you. So,
the
hey,
learning doesn't stop.
We literally asked for a couple, and that's what we got. So that's all we need. All right. Hey, thank you. And thank you, Kelsey, for reaching out. We appreciate that. You can always reach out whenever you want. 502-795-1997 or at Ben and Kelly Show.